something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
Groans, sighs, like you're crying. You don't even know why. Sobbing. Words are not coming out of your mouth. You can't even pray in tongues at that point. See, you're just sobbing. Sobbing. Yes. In the 27th verse, and he that searcheth the hearts, who is that? God Almighty. God the Father. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth. He knows what is the mind of the Spirit because he maketh, because the Holy Ghost, who's taking hold together with us, the Holy Ghost maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That means whatever it is that you're praying about will be answered because you're praying by the power and direction of the Holy Ghost. See, he's taken hold together. See, he props us up in our weakness. Helps us. Glory be to God. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And when that happens, look at the next verse. That's the result. And we know that all things work together for good. See, when you pray like that, you just know everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to turn out for your good. Hallelujah. And you can get out of there saying, it's going to work out for my good. It's going to work out for my good. You just know it. You just know it. We know that all things work together. See, you can't just claim that all things will work together for your good if you don't pray like this. It's conditioned on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So verse 28 is based on verses 26 and 27. You want everything to always turn out for your good. Then practice 26 and 27. Hallelujah. Oh, this is beautiful. So we have a role to play. If you read in Colossians chapter 4, and in verse number 12, it gives us an example of somebody who prayed like this. Epaphras, who is one of you, meaning that he was from the church in Colossae. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you. So he's one of their members. But at this time, he was visiting with Paul the apostle. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that he may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Look at that. It is Epaphras labors fervently for you in prayers. How do you labor in prayer? That's interesting, right? Laboring in prayer. What's translated laboring fervently, broken into two words there, is just, it's one Greek word. Agonizomai. It means to, the English gets the word agonize from there. It means to strive. It means to contend for something. You get into a contest to contend with the adversary. That's what it means. So if that is true, as it is, it does mean that Epaphras got into a contention with some force in behalf of the Christians in Colossae. That, suddenly he couldn't be fighting God. No, he wouldn't be contending with God. It must be some other force, some evil force. So he's taking hold in prayer together with them against. You see? And that's the same word. It's a verb. All right? That's the same word. Agonizomai. It's a verb. It's the same word that's translated fight in 1 Timothy chapter 6 when you read from verse number 12. Can we look at it? Tells you fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight. It's a good fight. It says fight, fight, fight the good fight. First word is agonizomai, the verb. Fight, fight the good fight. Agon is the noun, good fight. So who are you fighting? God? No. So he's already told you the Holy Spirit, who's God, the Holy Spirit takes hold together with you against your adversary. Now, there are interesting benefits of praying like this, praying for others, see, interceding for others. There are amazing benefits. And let me take you through a couple of simple ones. Genesis chapter 20. Genesis chapter 20. In Genesis chapter 20, there's something very, very significant. And the story goes, well, you can go to the 17th verse. The story goes that Abimelech, a king, had taken Abraham's wife, Sarah, because she was beautiful. And Abraham, of course, because he was afraid, had said she was his sister. So Abimelech took the lady until God talked to Abimelech in the night. In a dream, God said to him, Abimelech, restore that man his wife immediately or I'll kill you. I'll show that to you. Let me read it to you. Look at it in verse six, from verse six, same book, Genesis chapter 20. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die. Thou and all that are dying, everything that belongs to you will die. You and everything, your whole family will die. if you don't restore the man his wife. He said, I'll kill all of you. So Abimelech, of course, very quickly did that. But here's the interesting thing, I want you to observe. At this time, Abraham had a promise that he was going to have a son through his wife Sarah, but no pregnancy as yet. He's still confessing, he's still declaring, right? See, sometimes when you are in a situation, God's got to get you guided into some spiritual principles that will help you, and he is one of them. So God said to him, go to Abraham, restore him his wife, and he will pray for you. He will pray for you. He'll pray for you. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.